Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P23-089 regarding Mr. Jacob Morin. The time is now 10:06 a.m. on January 11th, 2024. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves along with their title and their purpose. We'll start with board staff.
Brandon Eaton, Assistant Investigator.
Thank you.
Orlene Laura, Investigations Manager.
Thank you.
Kurt Winter, Deputy Director.
Thank you. Ms. Ray?
Dean Ray, Assistant Attorney General.
Thank you. And then EAC members? Go ahead, sir.
Paul Scott, Structural Engineer.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hess?
Stephen Hess, Structural Engineer.
Thank you. Mr. Ping?
Kip Ping, Structural Engineer.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Stanley?
Bob Stanley, Structural Engineer.
Thank you. And then our respondent, Mr. Morin?
Jacob Morin, Structural Engineer.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Everode?
Yeah, Andy Everode, counsel for Mr. Morin.
Thank you. And Mr. Enable?
Mr. Enable, I am the owner of the trusses in question and the person who hired Jacob to do the repair plan.
Thank you, sir. Just a few reminders before we move forward. The meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so it is clear who is speaking. This becomes important later when we review the recordings so we can know who said what. To avoid any disruptions, if you could turn all your cell phones either off or on silent mode, it would be greatly appreciated. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of the meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so that the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We do ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner throughout the meeting. We also need to remind any attorneys present today that the meeting today is purely an investigative interview so that the committee members reviewing the case are able to ask your client questions to help them determine a recommendation to make to the board. We ask that only the respondent answer questions asked by the committee members during the interview process because the purpose is to have professionals investigate the allegations. You will be given an opportunity to provide a brief statement to the committee after the interviews have been completed, but this is not the proper time for legal arguments. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on February 28, 2023, related to the Annable Home Edition Truss repairs in Phoenix, Arizona. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in the case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on the committee without any conflicts with respondent. So generally, we would mention a ledger as well. This case technically doesn't have an ledger. It stems from a previous case. So the ledger is technically the board in this one. So we don't have a ledger to have a conflict with. But we do want to have committee members address whether they have a conflict with respondent or not. So for the record, I'll call you by name, and then if you could just signify yes or no as to whether you're good to move forward or not. Mr. Hess?
I have no conflicts.
Thank you. Mr. Scott?
No conflicts.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Ping?
No conflicts.
Thank you. And Mr. Stanley?
No conflict.
Thank you, sir. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During the executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with our witness and then move on to respondent and his attorney. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and only conduct deliberations on each item after the interviews have been concluded. Sorry. Any party here, so we don't have anybody in person. So when we get started, we'll start with our interview with Mr. Annable. So when we move into executive session, Mr. Annable, if you could stay on the line for us at that point, that would be much appreciated. Mr. Morin and Mr. Everode, when we get into executive session, if you guys could disconnect during that interview, and then we'll call you both back when it's your turn for an interview. That way the two interviews are conducted separately.
Understood.
I appreciate it. So at this time, I would like to call for a motion from an EAC member to enter into executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Scott. Can I get a second?
Second.
Mr. Hess, thank you, sir. And then I'll need to do a quick roll call vote. And again, we're just voting yes or no to move into executive session. Mr. Hess?
Present.
It's a yes or no as to go into executive.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Scott?
Yes.
Mr. Ping?
Yes.
And Mr. Stanley?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. It's now 10:13. We'll go ahead and end executive session.